Hey folks, Dan Ferreiro here with your closing bell for February 4th, 2025. So what 72 hours does in the market is overwhelming. So what we had over the weekend was President Trump put tariffs on China, Mexico, and Canada. And last night they came out and they paused the Canada and Mexican one because they're now coming to the negotiation tables. But China reverted things and they are slapping tariffs on us. So how's all this going to transpire? That's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So the main topic is our right through here, the trade war 2.0. We're going to take a little bit of a brief look at that, how the bond market's faring, and it's loving this data. All these orange points right through here, that's mortgage rates going down, folks. So a good day for mortgages. We're also going to talk briefly about serious delinquencies on mortgages, because this could play a role in housing. And then we're also going to talk about tomorrow's economic news that's coming in. So without further ado, let's get to the equation. Here's where mortgage rates are. They inched up a tad today, but they're going to come down at the opening bell tomorrow based on this information. So what really transpired today? Well, the news that came out was that the tariffs, they have been halted for Mexico and Canada, but China actually came in and threw a 10% tariff on a lot of our goods. So I want to go over to Rick Santelli real quick to give you the opening bell. Now, this was earlier today. He's going to go over what the JOLT index was. That was the jobs report that we got out today. And he's also going to talk about tariffs. So let's get over to Rick Santelli to give us his take on this markets. And then I'll give you my take after this, as well as market reactions and what my thoughts are over the next couple weeks until the next Fed meeting. So without further ado, let's get over to Rick over at CNBC on the jobs or the JOLT index report.
Mentioned JOLT's data. Let's get to Rick Santelli. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Carl. Indeed, JOLT's. This is the December number. It's always 2 months in arrears. Expecting 8 million-ish, 7,600,000. That is the smallest month-over-month job openings. Well, going all the way back to SEP of last year, there was a revision upward, though, of November, and that was from 8,098,000 to 8,156,000. Now, let's look at factory orders for December, shall we? Expected down 8/10, pretty much as expected, down 9/10. That would be the weakest going back to July of last year. But we did have a revision in the wrong direction, unfortunately, from -4/10, our last look, doubling down to -8/10. So back-to-back weakness in factory orders. Now, let's look at ex-transportation. Dramatic improvement up to 3/10. Durable goods, now these are final reads where you get rid of the mid-month read. Bin by 3, minus 2.2. It remains at minus 2.2. Once again, strip out transportation. We can see where the drag was. Moves up to up 3/10, exactly as the mid-month read. Now let's look at capital good orders, non-defense, ex-air. A proxy, of course, for capital spending up 4/10. The mid-month read was up 5/10. Still pretty solid. All in all, this is the second consecutive positive number back-to-back. November was a very strong up 9/10. That was up 9/10. And finally, if we go from orders to shipments, comes in 1/10 lighter than our mid-month read, from 6/10 to up 5/10, or half of 1%. If we look at the pre-opening stocks, they were doing better. Now they're even doing better that they're open. If we look at interest rates, 4.22 and a 10, that's down 3. If you look at it, that was a 2. A 10 is 4.50. That's basically down 2 basis points. It certainly seems as though the big story today, of course, is going to be Disruptor 50. In my opinion, it's Disruptor 47. That's the current administration. The market seems to be writing off a lot of the trade negotiations. Is it really a trade war? Don't think so. Back to you, David.
All right, Rick. Thank you. Accent.
Wow, that was a smack at the end. So here's my thought on this, okay? So these tariff threats were basically a threat to get to the people to the negotiation tables. Well, he did that. We got Mexico and Canada, now that their tariffs are paused while they work out an agreement with the new administration. But the China actually slapped tariffs on us, and most of the areas that they slapped the tariffs on aren't really that effective on our side of the equation. So that's what we're seeing right through here. So here's what the markets are looking at. The markets are saying, okay, all these tariff things, we were seeing inflation coming down. We saw GDP doing okay. We saw the jobs numbers doing okay. The biggest threat we had was tariffs. And remember, people kept coming in and saying, this is going to cause huge inflation. And a lot of us were saying, okay, just wait. It's a negotiation tool. So we're starting to see a lot of that pan out right now. So how's it all going to pan out? Well, let me give you this advice. If you see that between Mexico and Canada, an agreement's made, and then you see the president meeting with China and start good negotiations there, you're going to see a huge market rally, and you're going to see mortgage rates kind of come way back down. So here's what's happening, especially with mortgage rates right now. Let's get on, bring up the screen with the mortgage-backed securities market. So if you ask me, you know, Dan, what's going on with mortgage rates? I point to a mortgage-backed security market, okay, because this is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. The yield on this thing is basically is the your mortgage rate plus what we call LLPAs and then bank profit margins. So that's what equates out to this. But if you talk to somebody older, they're going to say, well, follow the 10-year treasury, because the 10-year treasury and MBSs have a good correlation. Well, their correlation kind of varies. It depends on what cycle of the economy we're in. Are we in a good cycle, a bad cycle? What is it? So what's happened over the last few years is the spread between the 10-year treasury and MBSs widened kind of to its biggest level in probably 40, 50 years. So the difference is about 2.5 to 2.75 in the spread. Okay, that's because of the risk of uncertainty. We don't know what tariffs are going to do. Are they going to be inflationary? What are they going to cause? So now as we start to see the inflation or the tariffs really taking effect or what they're going to conclude with, the markets are going to get more, I guess, confident in what's going to happen. Now, we're not confident yet. It's basically everybody's now at the negotiation tables. So how is this going to proceed? So my expectations are that Japan and Canada, they're going to come back and say, okay, we'll work with you. Then China, on the other hand, that's going to be a longer endeavor because there's more to the equation with China than just tariffs. But that's going to be also play a role in what's going on. So my expectations are that a lot of this is going to get resolved over the next 2 to 3 months. It's not going to be something that's resolved tomorrow, but over the next quarter or two, we're going to see a lot of this uncertainty pull out of the markets. And if it's what I'm thinking it's going to be, you're going to start seeing the spreads starting to come down, meaning mortgage rates starting to ease. Now, do you wait for that to happen? I don't really know. I don't know what's going to happen. This is my educated guess on what's going to happen. But you have to decide that this is the right time for you to buy a house, maybe buy that first investment property, even looking to refinance. So those are some things that we're going to talk about at the end of this video. But one other piece of the puzzle that just came in, and a lot of people say, okay, foreclosures are going to hit the market because everybody's going to lose their jobs and the market, the economy is really bad and so forth. So let's get over to mortgage delinquency that was just posted today. We got February 4th, 2025. Fannie and Freddie single family homes serious delinquency rates. Have they been moving? Well, you know, let's look at it. So Freddie Mac saying, okay, year over year, they saw the effective rate. Well, month over month here, they saw the effective rate go from 0.56 in November to 0.59. Okay, so that's on the Freddie Mac equation. On Fannie Mae, there's two different entities here. It went from 53.53 to 0.56. So each one of them went up 0.03%. If that's something you're scared about, I don't know what to tell you, but I don't think foreclosures are really going to be starting to hit the market. Now, let's get over the next week of what we have in the calendar. Tomorrow we have today we had the JOLTS index and everything else. Tomorrow we have ADP payroll numbers coming in. The Federal Reserve will be monitoring that, but they're not hugely confident in the ADP payroll numbers. But then on Thursday and Friday, we actually have federal numbers coming out on the continued jobless claims, initial jobless claims, and the non-farm payroll reports, and also the unemployment rate. So that's coming out this week. I'm not expecting any major shifts in that. If there are shifts, you're going to see market moves, and I'll be the first one to tell you here live how that news is making the markets turn. Right now, here's what we're seeing across the board. Green all the way across the board on the equity markets. VIX is down. That's giving us good news that the markets are a little calmer. Right now, though, Alphabet shares are plummeting. They missed on their revenues. So that's what we have for today in the market. So I'm expecting a pullback tomorrow. We probably will see rates in the sixes tomorrow based on the news that we have so far. But that's what we're going to see. We'll come back tomorrow and let's check it out and see where the markets take us. So if you're out there and you might be saying, Dan, what do you do? You do these videos every day and you seem to know what you're doing with all this information. Well, I got good news for you guys. If you're out there looking to buy that first house, maybe that first investment property, or maybe even looking to refinance, like I said earlier, if you need some help, hopefully I can be your person. Why? I'm your nationwide mortgage loan officer. How is that possible? Well, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. That's good news for you guys out there. The other part of this is a lot of people say, Dan, do you have the programs we need? How's your rates? Well, I'm also a large mortgage broker. Okay, so think of this. I got licensed all over the country, and then I'm also set up with not only my bank, but about 38 other banks and mortgage lenders out there. So my slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders, and that's what I do. So how to find out more about me? Just go to theRateUpdate.com. Here's my website. I usually work with about 10 people a month, and if you're out there and you're like, you know exactly what you're doing and you're just looking for the best rate in the entire market, maybe I'm not the channel for you. What I really want to do is I want to partner with those that really need help. Okay, from basically application to keys in their hand. How do you do that? Well, go to theRateUpdate.com. You can click the Apply Now button up there. I'll reach out to you as soon as you're done, within probably, hours. But we really like to get to know you, and you should be able to get to know us as well. So why don't you go in and just, instead of doing that, schedule a consultation. You can do that right up there above. Schedule a one-on-one consultation. Or if you want to reach me personally, just scroll down the bottom of the website, and there's my information. You can give me a call at 844-775-5626 or shoot me an email. If you have comments, just leave comments down below. But if you want a question answered, please email me. Give me your phone number, your name. I'd be more than happy to call you, go over that question, and maybe some other questions that you might have. So that's what I do for a living, folks. So please, if you haven't subscribed yet, please do that right down below. And visit me back tomorrow to see how all this mess picks back up tomorrow morning. And let's see if mortgage rates will be in the 6% ranges by tomorrow afternoon. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. See you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.